This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The third round of the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable meeting was held in New Delhi today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman led the roundtable along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. The delegation from Singapore was led by Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry Gan Kim Yang. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars including digitization, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, advanced manufacturing and connectivity. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar thanked them for their commitment to strengthening India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. He added the synergy between government and industry is the key to unlocking the next phase of India-Singapore ties. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation tomorrow on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day on Friday with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation in celebrating Independence Day on the 15th of this month from the historic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. 210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories will attend the Independence Day celebrations on Friday as special guests in New Delhi. We have more from a correspondent.
This year's special guests include a significant number of women panchayat leaders who have brought visible improvements in their gram panchayat, like better infrastructure, enhanced public services and inclusive community initiatives. They have achieved significant success in saturating flagship government schemes such as Har Ghar Jal Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin and Mission Indradhanush. These elected women representatives of Panchayati Raj institutions exemplify the emerging strength of rural leadership, successfully combining their governance responsibilities with forward-looking development approaches across diverse regions of the country. Panchayati Raj Ministry will facilitate the special guest in New Delhi tomorrow. During the program, AI-powered Sabha Sar application will also be launched. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In the run-up to the Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. As part of the initiative, Union Home Minister Amit Shah hoisted the national flag at his residence in the national capital today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also hoisted the tricolour and urged the people to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with full enthusiasm and patriotism.
अपने घर भी तिरंगा फहराएं। आज मैंने अपने परिवार के साथ तिरंगा फहराया है। आपने अभी तक फहराया कि नहीं? नहीं तो अपने घर पर जरूर तिरंगा लहराएं। झंडा ऊंचा रहे हमारा विजयी विश्व तिरंगा प्यारा। इसकी शान न जाने पाए चाहे जान भले ही जाए।
Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi hoisted the tricolour at his residence in Kodarma district in Jharkhand. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said the national flag is a symbol of unity, integrity and pride for the people of a country. On the third day of the Uttar Pradesh Assembly monsoon session, a historic 24-hour debate on Vision 2047 began today, with senior ministers outlining plans for economic growth, social justice, environmental protection and infrastructure. They reaffirmed the Yogi government's goal of making Uttar Pradesh the nation's most developed state by 2047 with targets like zero poverty, world-class infrastructure and advanced technology. The Uttar Pradesh government introduced the Bake Bihari Temple Trust Bill in the assembly today. The bill stipulates that the trust will have complete rights over the offerings, donations and all movable and immovable assets of the temple. Indian Olympic Association IOA today formally approved India's bid to host the Commonwealth Games in 2030 in a special general meeting in Delhi. India will now submit its proposal for the final bid before the deadline of 31st August. The year 2030 will mark 20 years to the Commonwealth Games hosted in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.